Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Obama hails climate deal. U.S. President Barack Obama is hailing the climate agreement reached by nearly 200 nations in Paris, while noting American leadership was key to successful negotiations aimed at curbing global carbon emissions. VOA correspondent Aru Pandey reports from the White House.
Obama said the deal would mean less carbon pollution and more economic growth, while helping developing nations implement clean energy programs through public and private financing.
Moreover, this agreement sends a powerful signal that the world is firmly committed to a low carbon future, and that has the potential to unleash investment and innovation in clean energy at a scale we have never seen before.
Obama noted American leadership on climate change was instrumental to reaching the historic global deal. Domestically, he cited U.S. investment in wind, solar, and other clean energy that helped create jobs and new nationwide standards aimed at cutting emissions from coal-fired plants by more than a third by the year 2030. Aru Pandey, VOA News, The White House.
World powers are meeting with Libyan officials on a UN-backed plan that is designed to unite Libya's fractured government before a signing ceremony on the proposal that is set for Wednesday. Italian Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry are leading the talks today in Rome. Libyans taking part in the talks include officials with the internationally recognized government as well as the rival militia alliance. Kerry tweeted, "Conflict, instability in Libya have gone on for too long." We invite you to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.